Thank you for choosing Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Joanna. May I have your first and last name?
Hi, Joanna. It's Blakely Bagwell.
Can you verify your address and email address?
Yes, it's Blakely Bagwell, blakely.bagwell@gmail.com.
Okay, do you have an account number or transaction number?
Yes, the account number and the email I got last night is 5886-4720-001.
Okay, how may I help you?
I got an email stating that, thank you for your membership. I don't have a membership. However, we received an error when we attempted to charge your credit card for your you provided for payment.
That's correct.
I chatted in last night, and they said it was for the Razorback order.
Mm-hmm.
My husband bought this as a Christmas gift. His credit card was charged, so I'm really confused. Why?
Yeah, when the order is placed, it's not a process charge. It's an AUTH. That's called an authorization hold. We don't process the payment unless we physically have the item. So the charge never was processed
no
on his card.
Yes, I'm going to have to buy it myself because he no longer has that card.
Okay, do you want to update it so that you can purchase
it
from?
I mean, it's just frustrating because, I mean, no offense, this isn't your fault, but your website's horrible. I canceled an order. It doesn't show canceled on, like, when I log in, even though you guys say it's canceled. It's just very, when you view the order, it doesn't say which items have shipped and which ones are outstanding. It's just a poor design. And, again, that's not your fault. It's just, it's a frustration I've had with your site since I started using it. Let me get the new card. And like when an order was canceled, like for instance, I placed an order in January 22nd for the Rosamonte XL. You guys came out later with a 15% off promo. I called in. They said they couldn't refund the $12. They had to cancel the order and have me place it again. That was also a little frustrating as well. All right. So you want the card number for the order?
Yes, ma'am. To update it. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
For the order ending in 2542, right?
Yes, for the Ryzen, for the Razorback.
And what's the total charge going to be, just so I can notate it? Because there were two items on that order, and we've already received one of them.
That's correct. It's going to be $45.93 plus the shipping.
Well, there is no shipping.
Okay, if it's no shipping, it's $45.95, ma'am.
$45.95, okay. The card number is 4147.
1 second, I have to go to a different screen. I'm ready. 4147.
4002. 7979. 7375.
Expiration date?
Is April 2024.
04/2024.
Mm-hmm.
And the security code on the back?
176.
Okay, that's 4147-4002-7979-7375. Expire on 4/24. Security code is 176.
Yes. Can we check it to make sure it processes okay?
Well, what I do is update it. The system would automatically bill it within the next day or two.
Okay.
And if there's
go ahead. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. If there's any issue during the processing phase of it, then they'll send you an email. But if everything goes through, they'll let you know it's processed.
And I would assume that since I got that email, it's getting ready to ship.
Yes, once the payment processed, and it's available now to be shipped. Correct.
Okay. And I didn't lose my spot in line because of this issue?
No.
Okay. And then is there an ETA on the XL one since they had me cancel it and reorder it? I'm guessing I did lose my spot on that one.
Okay. Do you have a different order number for that?
Yeah. Do you want the original or the new one?
The new one, because the original one is canceled.
900089 808.
This one shipped yesterday.
Oh, it already shipped. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you'll get the tracking information updated by the end of the week.
Okay, great. And then real quick, the canceled one ending in 7022, is it possible to get an email from you explaining that it was canceled just so I have it for my order?
Provide me with the order number, ma'am.
Yes, 90000770222.
77022?
Yes.
One moment. One moment, let me send you the email, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, nothing personal, but it's just frustrating that when you cancel an order, you don't get, an automated email.
Yeah, you should have received one at blakely.bagwell@gmail.
I called in, and they did it over the phone, so I don't know if you still get emails when you do it over the phone, but no, I didn't. I've never gotten emails.
Yes, ma'am. It probably more than likely went to your junk mail, but as soon as we hit cancel, it automatically says, do you want to send customer email, yes or no? We always hit yes, so sometimes it goes to you guys' junk mail, but I've just resent it for you again.
Yeah, I did check junk mail. It wasn't there, but I do have your new one, so I do appreciate that.
Okay, anything else I can help you with today?
No, you have a wonderful evening.
Okay, thank you again. Thank you for calling in. Have a great day. Thank you for choosing Nick Moss Collections.